Good morning, all of my wonderful people out there. Hopefully everybody is doing wonderful today. I'm sitting at the table and going to set the phone down, and I don't think that will... Well, that would have been bad if I had just set it on that spot where I just noticed there was something wet there. Oh, it must have been one of my kids. You know how them... You know how the kids are. They're good at... You know, getting in the messes and whatnot. Anyways, I'm sitting here and I'm going through things here in the office. Well, not at this moment. I'm actually, like I said, I'm in the kitchen, but so far I've been up and got a little bit of a late start and went in the office, was going through some basic files. I like to keep all my people up to date on everything, and sometimes that can keep me quite busy, which is okay because I enjoy it. Then later today, I think I'm going to start that other project. You know, I don't know. I'm one of them people that creates or that they. Like, I can have 10 different projects, and that's okay with me. You know what I mean? Like, some people probably, no way. They only work on one thing, and when they finish that, they move to the next. Me, I can kind of, like, and I don't know if that's a bad thing or not, but to me, I mean, it works out. I mean, it doesn't affect the quality of whatever it is that I'm working on, whether I'm doing... you know, some basic web page stuff, because I know my basic web coding. So whether I'm doing that or whether I'm, you know, doing audio files on, you know, a how-to session, or whether I'm, you know, doing coding on... the one thing I used to be real big into was I used to be real big into doing coding on the games. And, there was a game that they got pretty involved for a couple years, a lot of coding and stuff, and the database got hacked, and then this person got the database, that person got the database, and on that deal, it's a text game, for those of you that would probably wonder what I'm talking about. It's an online text game, so it's all text. But anyways... so now there's like 100 copies out there on the net of that same game. And then I just talked to one of my team members. Matter of fact, if you go to my webpage, you'll hear a phone call. I'm going to start putting our phone conferences on our website each week for the different ones we do. But he had said he went on the game that I had been working on, that I'd worked on for a couple years, and he said it's totally changed, which obviously, of course it has, because everybody don't do everything the same, right? Everybody changes, you know, people change their stuff to the way that they want it, and obviously I was just like, well, you know, it didn't matter, because in the beginning, you know, first of all, it didn't cost nothing but time. I mean, you know, it was unfortunate that you know, the game was hacked into and you know, whatever. So, anyways, just wanted to say good morning to all the great people out there, and hopefully everybody is doing well. And, I tell you, I gotta be honest about something here. Crystal, it can be the middle of the winter, and this girl kills me, guys. It could be the middle of the winter, and she will literally sleep with the freaking air conditioner on. Now, I can't sleep when it's hot, like, you know, sweating, you know, I can't sleep if I'm sweating hot, but the air conditioner and 30 degree weather. I mean, come on. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with that? So, anyways, might do an update on the audio boo here later whenever I take my guide dog out to get her shot. It's no big deal. It's her rabies shot. She just sits there like, whatever. Wow, he just gave me a poke. Big deal. Now giving me... She'll look at him and be like, where's my treat? Come on. You stuck me with the needle. Break out the treat. So then he'll go and he'll bring her out like three or four treats for her, like small treats. And the vet's just really a very dog friendly person. You know, he's not one of them vets that get your dog in here, let's get him shot and get him out. You know, he's very connected with every dog that he, as a matter of fact, believe it or not, guys, he has over 300 normal people that come in, and he can name every one of them dogs. So, yeah. Anyways, I'll talk to you in a little bit. I'm going to go for now, and I will update you guys later. You guys take care.